When Pro/Intralink reached the limits of engineering-centric PDM in the late 1990s, PTC made a strategic bet that would reshape its future in the PLM market, acquiring an upstart company called Windchill Technology and transforming it from an internet-based collaboration tool into the foundation of enterprise product lifecycle management /1/2/. The Windchill acquisition and vision. Windchill Technology Incorporated was co-founded in October 1996 by Jim Heppelmann, a former Metaphase Technologies CTO who understood the limitations of traditional file vault PDM /2/3/. When PTC acquired the Minnesota-based startup in 1998, Windchill was promoted as the first internet-based PLM solution on the market, a radical departure from the client-server architectures that dominated Pro/Intralink and its competitors /1/4/5/. Heppelmann joined PTC as senior vice president and would eventually become CEO in 2010, guiding the company's transformation from a CAD-centric vendor into a digital thread powerhouse /6/7/5/. The timing was deliberate. Pro/Intralink excelled at managing Pro/engineer data within engineering workgroups, but manufacturers increasingly needed to orchestrate product information across R&D, manufacturing, sourcing, quality, and service /8/. Windchill's web architecture promised to break down those silos, enabling distributed teams to collaborate on product data without custom client installations or VPN tunnels /1/9/. PDM Link, the bridge between PDM and PLM. In 2002, PTC launched Windchill PDM Link as the successor to Pro/Intralink, explicitly designed to manage product data across the entire lifecycle, not just within the CAD department /1/10/. PDM Link retained Pro/Intralink's core strengths, version control, change management, and tight Creo, formerly Pro/Engineer, integration, but added enterprise-scale configuration management, multi-CAD support, and the ability to federate data across global sites /8/11/. For existing Pro/Intralink customers, the transition was both necessary and challenging. PTC provided migration tools and roadmaps to move from Pro/Intralink 3.x to PDM Link 8.0/8/12/. The company eventually announced Pro/Intralink's end of life in 2019, with final support ending in 2021, and offered license exchanges to help customers move to PDM Link /13/. This consolidation allowed PTC to focus engineering investment on a single, scalable PLM platform /14/15/. Building out the Windchill portfolio through strategic acquisitions. As PDM Link matured, PTC systematically expanded the Windchill family through targeted acquisitions that filled critical gaps in the PLM lifecycle /16/5/. Manufacturing process management. In June 2005, PTC acquired Polyplan Technologies, a leader in manufacturing planning software, for approximately $40 million /17/5/. Polyplan's technology became the foundation for Windchill MPM Link, which enabled simultaneous product and process development by linking engineering BOMs to manufacturing BOMs and process plans /17/18/. MPM Link allowed manufacturing engineers to develop processes directly from engineering data, eliminating duplicate product information and streamlining change management across the design to manufacturing handoff /18/19/. Retail, footwear, and apparel PLM. Also in June 2005, PTC acquired Aptivus Technologies Corporation, a Windchill-based solution provider dedicated to retail, footwear, and apparel industries /20/5/. This acquisition brought what would become Windchill Flex PLM, purpose-built for the unique requirements of consumer product companies with short design cycles, global sourcing networks, and merchandising-driven workflows /20/21/. Flex PLM addressed a vertical that traditional PLM vendors had struggled to serve, positioning PTC as the enterprise PLM choice for fashion, athletic wear, and consumer brands /20/21/. Technical documentation and service information. In July 2005, PTC acquired ArborText for $190 million, bringing industrial-strength XML authoring, content management, and multi-channel publishing capabilities /22/23/5/. Arbortext's tools enabled manufacturers to repurpose engineering data into structured technical documentation, manuals, service procedures, parts catalogs, managed directly within Windchill and published across print, web, and mobile formats /24/25/. The acquisition positioned PTC to close the loop from design to service, a critical capability as products became more complex and regulatory requirements tightened /22/26/. PTC later expanded this portfolio with acquisitions of Itido, ISODRAW Illustration Tools in 2006, and LBS, Integrated Logistics Support in 2008, creating a comprehensive technical publications suite /27/5/. Electronics and ECAD Integration. In April 2004, PTC acquired Ohio Design Automation, a provider of electronic design verification, visualization, and data management tools /28/29/5/. This gave PTC the vocabulary and connectors to manage PCB designs, electrical BOMs, and ECAD-MCAD collaboration workflows within Windchill, essential as products became increasingly electromechanical systems /30/28/. Service Lifecycle Management. In August 2012, PTC acquired Servigistics for $220 million, bringing a recognized leader in service parts planning, field service management, and service logistics into the fold /22/31/5/. Combined with Arbortext's technical documentation capabilities, Servigistics positioned PTC with the industry's most comprehensive system for service, covering warranty management, service parts optimization, field service execution, and service knowledge management /22/32/31/. This acquisition reflected a strategic shift, extending PLM's reach from design and build to support and service, where manufacturers saw multi-billion-dollar opportunities to transform service from cost center to profit center /22/33/. Requirements Management and ALM. In May 2011, PTC acquired MKS Incorporated for approximately $293 million, bringing MKS Integrity, a mature ALM platform for managing requirements, models, code, and test across hardware and software development /34/35/5/. Integrity became critical for safety-critical and regulated industries, automotive, aerospace, medical devices, where traceability from requirement to verification is non-negotiable /36/37/. A decade later, in September 2022, PTC acquired Inland Software, Codebeamer, for $280 million, adding a modern, cloud-ready ALM suite with strong adoption in automotive and life sciences /38/39/40/5/. PTC now offers both Integrity and Codebeamer standalone and integrated with Windchill, positioning the company to manage the full spectrum of hardware-software development /38/41/5/. Cloud-native PLM. In December 2020, PTC acquired Arena Solutions, formerly BOM Control, for approximately $715 million, bringing a multi-tenant, cloud-native PLM platform designed for high-tech, medical device, and electronics companies with complex supply chains /42/5/. Arena filled a critical gap, a true SaaS PLM offering that could be deployed in weeks rather than months, focused on BOM management, supplier collaboration, and regulatory compliance /43/44/5/. The SaaS shift, Windchill plus an Atlas. For two decades, Windchill remained largely an on-premises platform /1/. But the 2019 acquisition of Onshape, a cloud-native CAD platform, signaled PTC's intent to embrace SaaS delivery /5/. Onshape's Atlas platform became the foundation for PTC's broader cloud strategy, and in April 2022, PTC announced Windchill Plus, a hosted version of Windchill running on Microsoft Azure with simplified deployment, automatic upgrades, and modern SaaS economics 46/5/. Windchill Plus represents a significant architectural step. Rather than merely hosting Windchill in the cloud, PTC began refactoring it to take advantage of cloud-native services and scalability. 47/48. Early adopters like Schaeffler announced transitions from on-premises Windchill to Windchill Plus to accelerate deployment and enable AI-driven product development initiatives. 49/50. Windchill 13 and the AI-powered future. The June 2023 release of Windchill 13 brought a modernized user interface, enhanced 3D visualization, expanded API support, and tighter integration with ThingWorks, IoT, Arena, Codebeamer, and Vuforia. 51/52/5. These updates reflected PTC's vision of PLM as the central hub of a connected digital thread, linking design, manufacturing, and service data in real-time. 53/54. More recently, PTC has begun embedding AI directly into Windchill workflows. At Hanover Messe 2025, the company showcased Windchill AI, which uses computer vision from Vuforia to enable 3D shape search, helping engineers detect duplicate parts, classify components, and accelerate reuse decisions. 55/56/5. AI copilots are also being developed to assist with training, troubleshooting, and navigating complex configuration histories. 56/57. This mirrors broader industry trends where LLMs and generative models are moving from experimental tools to embedded assistants that augment how engineers work with lifecycle data. From vault to value chain. The arc from Pro/IntraLink to Windchill Plus tells a larger story about PLM's evolution. Pro/IntraLink solved the problem of CAD file chaos within engineering departments. Windchill extended that control across the entire product lifecycle, turning PLM into an enterprise system of record. Strategic acquisitions: Polyplan for manufacturing, Flex PLM for retail, Arbortext for documentation, Servigistics for service, MKS Integrity and Codebeamer for ALM, Ohio Design for EasyAD, and Arena for cloud-native supply chain PLM filled critical gaps and positioned PTC to manage hardware, software, and electronics as unified product systems. Today, Windchill remains the backbone, connecting Creo, Arena, Codebeamer, ThingWorks, and Vuforia into a unified portfolio. 58/5. As AI, digital twins, and the industrial metaverse reshape how manufacturers design and operate products, Windchill's role is shifting from passive repository to active decision fabric, orchestrating data and insights across the product's physical and digital lives. Sources. 1/Windchill Software, https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/windchill/software. 2/ James Heppelman, retired chairman and CEO at PTC. https://www.linkedin.com/and/james-heppelman-ba7905271. 3/ A few minutes with PTC's Jim Heppelman. https://www.forbes.com/site/charliefink/2019/02/19/a-few-minutes-with-ptcs-jim-heppelman. /Windchill https://handwiki.org/wiki/software:Windchill. 5/ Acquisitions. PTC.pdf https://ppl-ai-files-upload.s3.amazon.aws.com/web/direct-files/attachments/45806555/ed6eb57-c5b6-4f03-3680-b406b2d2e1/acquisitions-ptc.pdf. 6/ PTC to name James E. Heppelman to Chief Executive, https://investor.ptc.com/resources/news/news-details/2010/PTC-to-name-James-E-Heppelman-to-Chief-Executive-Officer/Default.aspx. 7/ PTC under CEO Jim Heppelman's leadership. https://www.ptc.com/and/blogs/corporate/ptc-transformation-under-ceo-jim-heppelman-leadership. /8/ migrating from /intralink 3.x index of /http://windchill.datajet.com/proi3-8/proi3-8/migration.pdf /9/PTC Incorporated, PTC history, ownership, mission, how it works, and https://dcfmodeling.com/blog/history/PTC-history-mission-ownership. /10/ PTC Windchill tag wiki https://stackoverflow.com/tags/PTC-windchill/info. /11/ PTC Data Management Strategy, PDF Product Lifecycle https://www.scribd.com/document/6713589/PTC-data-management-strategy. /12/ migrating from /intralink 3.x to https://www.engineering.com/migrating-from-pro-intralink-3x-to-pro-intralink-91-or-windchill-pdmlink-91. /13/ /intralink end of life beptum windchill https://pomcentral.co.uk/pro-intralink-end-of-life-upgrade-now-for-free. /14/ retirement of Windchill products and packages and new https://www.youtube.com/watch?vklmkvsa5zv0. /15/ solutions including /intralink, Windchill PDM Essentials, https://support.ptc.com/help/windchill/r13.1.2.0/ru/windchill/help/center/wcupgrade guide/wcupgrade/px/pdme/gpd.html. /16/ PDM link, project link, parts link, etc., Windchill modules, https://www.acpds.com/resource-center/windchill-modules-explained. /17/ Polyplan customer information, ptc.com, https://support.ptc.com/company/polyplan. /18/ PTC plans major PLM update https://www.digitalengineering247.com/article/ptc-plans-major-poem-update. /19/ PTC previews Windchill 9.0 https://www.designnews.com/industry/ptc-previews-windchill-9-0. /20/ PTC agrees to buy solution provider AppDavis Technologies https://www.alchempro.com/news/textiles-company-news/news-details.aspx/news/id=1674. /21/ celebrating 20 years of Flex PLM from pioneering https://www.ptc.com/and/blog/retail/celebrating-flexpom. /22/ PTC to acquire Servigistics https://investor.ptc.com/resources/news/news-details/2012/ptc-to-acquire-servigistics/default.aspx. /23/ press release https://www.sec.gov/archive/edgar/data/85700/5/00011931250513808-6/dex991.htm. /24/ Enterprise Technical Publications Software Arbortext https://www.ptc.com/n/products/arbortext. /25/ Technical Documentation PTC Arbortext https://www.percol.fr/and/ptc-softwares-reseller-poem-cad-iota/ptc-arbortext. /26/ Arbortext is acquired https://www.realstorygroup.com/blog/arbortext-acquired. /27/ Arbortext internal FAQ https://support.ptc.com/company/lbs/faq.pdf. 28/ External FAQ on PTC's acquisition of Ohio Design, https://www.ptc.com/go/ohiodesign/external/faq.htm/29/ PTC acquires Ohio Design Automation Incorporated http://www.ptc.com/go/ohiodesign/30/ Creo Elements slash view https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/creo/elements/view/31/ PTC completes acquisition of Servigistics https://investor.ptc.com/resources/news/news-details/2012/ptc-completes-acquisition-of-servigistics/default.aspx/32/ PTC acquires Servigistics https://nucleusresearch.com/research/single/ptc-acquires-servigistics/33/ Servigistics acquisition, service lifecycle management https://support.ptc.com/company/servigistics/34/ PTC to unify management of product hardware and https://investor.ptc.com/resources/news/news-details/2011/PTC to unify management of product hardware and software development lifecycles with acquisition of MKS/default ASPX/35/ news details https://investor.ptc.com/resources/news/details/2011/PTC sets new standard for managing hardware and software development lifecycles with MKS Integrity acquisition/default ASPX/36/ PTC Integrity https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/ptc/integrity/37/ changing the PLM landscape. PTC's acquisition of MKS https://www.lifecycleinsights.com/ptc-mks/38/ PTC to acquire inland software https://www.ien.eu/article/ptc-to-acquire-inland-software/39/ PTC closes Codebeamer deal, reports solid FQ2 https://sechneithercorp.com/2022/05/03/ptc-closes-codebeamer-deal-reports-solid-FQ2/40/ PTC completes acquisition of inland software https://www.ptc.com/and/news/2022/ptc-completes-acquisition-of-inland-software/41/ PTC buys inland, Codebeamer, https://www.se-trends.de/n/ptc-buys-inland/42/ breaking story, PTC to acquire Arena Solutions https://www.engineering.com/breaking-story-ptc-to-acquire-arena-solutions/43/ BOM Control Solution Brief https://www.arenasolutions.com/solution-brief/bomb-control/44/ Mobile PLM, how Arena's cloud platform keeps product, https://www.arenasolutions.com/blog/bomb-control-on-the-go/45/ Windchill Plus, Atlas, and PTC SaaS trajectories, beyond PLM, https://beyondpalm.com/2022/05/01/windchill-atlas-and-ptc-sus-trajectories/46/ PTC's Windchill Plus boosts customers' journeys to SaaS https://www.ptc.com/news/2022/ptc-announces-new-windchill-plus-offering/47/ PTC continues on the road to SaaS with Windchill Plus and https://www.industry-digitalisaerung.com/and/ptc-continues-on-the-road-to-SaaS-with-windchill-and-dxp-services/48/ PTC Atlas and SaaS Certification Trajectories 2022, beyond PLM, https://beyondpalm.com/2022/10/24/ptc-atlas-and-sucification-trajectories-2022. /49/Schaeffler to adopt PTC's Windchill plus PLM solution https://www.engineering.com/Schaeffler-to-adopt-PTCS-Windchill-Poem-solution. /50/ PTC and Schaeffler expand strategic relationship with https://www.ptc.com/news/2025/PTC-and-Schaeffler-expand-strategic-relationship-with-adoption-of-Windchill-plus. /51/ What's new in Windchill? Latest features and enhancements https://www.eacpds.com/resource-center/what's-new-and-Windchill. /52/ Windchill 13x PLM https://nielsamartech.com/2023/06/26/Windchill13xPOM. /53/ All the new Windchill 13 features and improvements NXREV https://nxrev.com/2024/04/Windchill-13. /54/ What's new in Windchill 13 https://pomcentral.co.uk/what's-new-and-windchill-13. /55/ PTC to showcase Windchill AI at Hanover Mess 2025 https://www.nasdaq.com/articles/ptc-showcase-windchill-ai-hanover-messi-2025-stock-gain. /56/ How PTC uses AI to create value for customers https://www.ptc.com/blog/corporate/how-ptc-uses-ai-to-create-value. /57/ Hanover Mess 2025, Databricks and PTC highlight how, https://www.technologyrecord.com/article/Hanover-MSE-Databricks-and-PTC-highlight-how AI solutions powered by Microsoft are transforming industrial operations. /58/ What is PLM? Product Lifecycle Management, PLM, https://www.ptc.com/and/technologies/POM. /59/ Programmer's Guide to Arbor Text Publishing Engine https://forward/support.ptc.com/help/arbor-text/r8.2.2.0/n/editor/baggage/p/prog/guide.pdf. /60/ Managing Technical Datasets Using XML /SFBay Arbor Text. https://www.youtube.com/watch?vexio5tvna. /61/ PTC acquires Pure Systems https://investor.ptc.com/resources/news/news-details/2023/PTC-acquires-pure-systems/default.aspx. /62/ PTC attend Sagestion Duosevi and Rashidan Servagistics https://www.lemondinformatica.fr/actualites/lirae-ptc-etend-sa-gestion-do-save-n-rachitant-servigistics-50356.html. /63/ PTC Anwansel acquisition de Servagistics por 220 million de https://tinside.com.br/fr/08/08/2012/PTC-Anwans-L single quote acquisitions-de-Servigistics-por-220-millions-de-dollars-americans. /64/ Servagistics acquisition /fr/https://fabricationmechanique.files.wordpress.com/2012/11/servagisticsacquisition/fr/docs.